As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres and Kings tomorrow here at KeyBank Center. And of course, the final home game before the break is going to happen here at KeyBank with the Penguins coming in for our Olympic send-off game. The first 10,000 fans receive a Rasmus Dahlin player pin. You can get your tickets now at sabres.com/tickets. Crazy that it's almost upon us. And yet, there are so many big games still to happen for the Sabres. LA tomorrow, Montreal on Saturday, next week on the road, Florida, Tampa, and then back here with Pittsburgh. Shayna Goldman is, of course, joining us here as promised on Sabres Live as we focus on what Buffalo has ahead and what they've done of late at 19-3-1 in the last 23. But as per usual, I'm going to get overshadowed. I'm with two incredibly and rightfully so enthusiastic tennis fans. So let's share the news.
Duffer, when you left the studio last night, I hung on because they were in the middle of the second set. By the time I got home,
who's they? Tell the audience.
Exactly. By the time I got home, Jess Pegula and Amanda Anisimova were in a tiebreak for the second set. So Jessica Pegula won the second set tiebreak 7-1, but Shayna, like, Jessica Pegula is looking like our best tennis is, like, happening right now. She is hitting the ball so hard, and obviously is going to play Rybakina, I think, isn't it, in the semi, so it's going to be a great match. But she is on fire in the Australian Open right now.
She's crushing it, and, like, her serve looks great, but her backhand last night, she was hammering that, and I just think you could see the confidence in her game overall. We've seen her get down on herself before, like you think of the Sabalenka finals, but it just felt like she had all the momentum going into it, and she ran with it versus Anisimova, who looked, I mean, she was down 2-1, and I think Jess was up 40-15. It was something like that in that game, and you just saw all of the confidence, all of the vibes go south for Anisimova, and I think Pegula just battled in that second set to be like, no, we're ending this here. And I'm very impressed.
I'm super impressed, as are all Sabres fans right now, with the run that they've been on of 19-3-1. And we teased it earlier, so we're not putting a lot of pressure on you, but just like a little bit, like maybe this much, to come up with an underlying stat that you think really needs to be emphasized here as to what has allowed Buffalo to do what they have done.
I think it's just how they're jumping out to early leads is the standout for me. If you go through their all situation numbers over these 23 games, they are leading 54% of the time. which is the best in the league in that span. Mm-hmm. And I think score effects are really important here, especially when you're not, say, a Tampa, Florida, Colorado, a battle-tested team, right? Like, the Sabres are still a pretty young group, and they're trying to find their way after some ups and downs in a really tight conference all season. But it feels like they're onto something, and I feel like it's so opposite compared to a team like the Devils, right, who constantly allow these early goals, and you see how things spiral. Like, it just feels like, you know, a team that gets in that situation and can't find their way out of it consistently can become very fragile. So when we look at the Sabres, I think we've talked a lot about the fact that they should shoot the puck more, right? And I think score effects are just such an important part of the conversation, because when you have a lead, generally speaking, you go into a defensive shell and you don't push the pace of play as much offensively because you don't want to take risks. But I think the Sabres, even last night we saw it, like, that wasn't the case. They still were able to generate 30-plus shots last night despite having such a big lead, and I think that's really important to keep improving on the fly. So if you're going to take these early leads, what do you do to cement those leads? It's good goaltending. It's good goal scoring. So now I think it's just filling in that middle area to make it that it's a really sustainable thing.
Well, it's like always about what is sustainable and what is not, right? And I think this is a pretty big sample now, 23 games going 19-3-1. So, but the Sabres are number one in goals scored above expected, right? And you look at yesterday, you know, they end up with about a 3.5 expected goals, but that's counting the empty net. They were about like just under 3 and they had scored 6. Is that sustainable to be able to have that big of a number of goals above expectation? Because we know that this is not a small 5-game sample. It's 23 games.
When your team is led by, say, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, you can continuously outscore expectations. I think the bar is different for literally everyone else. It's not to say the Sabres don't have finishing talent. They do. But I think we've seen this before. You go back to their season like 2-3 years ago where they had all of this offensive jump and a lot of pop. And it was like, okay, can they do this over, you know, a greater scale of time? And eventually it was, you know, the emphasis on defense. So we never really got to see it tested. So we don't know how sustainable this is going to be. But like, generally speaking, you need a little bit more substance to keep building on it. But I think that they're finding it on the fly a little bit more than maybe they were during the win streak, right? And we see this happen a lot with win streaks. So it's not like this is, you know, a Sabres issue. It's just the way it goes sometimes, because teams don't want to fix what isn't broken. And I think losing a couple games and then finding your way back on track is the most encouraging sign of all of it. So they have a deeper approach now. They have 3 scoring lines, it really feels like. So
yep.
I think that they can build on this and just keep looking for different ways to generate different chances. And they're making lineup tweaks as they go. That's important too, right? You know, Zach Benson jumping up to play with Tage Thompson when he was a part of the kid line, like there's an adjustment for you right there that I think paid off. And you could see Zach Benson, I think he's a little terror that's perfect for that line.
Yeah, and I think what's important here, as much as we focus on when it began December 9th, I'm trying to incorporate whenever possible, like full season sample now, like this is where they are across the league for every game that they have played. And that's why I was so excited to start the show, Shayna. Like, this is not just the 23 game window. They are 4th best in the NHL in goals this year. That's the whole season that started poorly because they got out of the blocks ice cold in the first couple of weeks, right? Yeah. And they've gone from 19th up to 4th during this run across the whole season. And they were 30th in goals against, and now they're up to 14th. So it's almost in lockstep. The offense has gone up ranking-wise almost the exact same amount as the defense has. And that's why I was looking for that little silver lining or extra nugget from you, because I think it's pretty easy to see how everything has risen at the same pace for the Sabres.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning of the win streak, it was the defense was really good, right? Like, yeah, we saw them playing better, and the goaltending was there to match it. So it's not all going to happen at the same time. You're not, again, this is not the Colorado Avalanche who can flip a switch and just be the best team in the world. Like, they have years and years and years of building to this point. But it's like a building block. And the fact that they can, you know, the offense can rise without the defense completely falling apart, like, that's very encouraging. Like, I think that there are positives to take from this no matter what happens this year, but at least they're building a pretty solid foundation. So, yeah, the goals are happening. And that's really important, too, because I think we see the opposite happen, right, where teams, they generate chances and they generate all these great looks. And you go, Well, when they start converting, it's over for everyone, right? And that was like the case with the Devils for so long. Once they figure out how to score on their chances, they're going to be really good. Or the Rangers this year, the process was working, the goal scoring wasn't, and then oops, it doesn't. And that can absolutely crush your confidence. So if you're already scoring goals, you just have to make tweaks below the surface to keep scoring goals. That's, I think, a better position to be in.
So Rasmus Dahlin has a hat trick last night. It's the month of the hat trick in the NHL. They are targeting all my goalies, and it's... Well, it's fun. There's a lot of offense. But so Cale Makar, Zach Werenski, Quinn Hughes, Lane Hudson.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
There's a lot of really good defensemen, and especially offensive defensemen. Does Rasmus Dahlin have something else that those guys don't that you could say, with the way he's playing this year and especially what's going on personally in his life and him focusing and carrying his team, like, would he be a top three in the Norris Trophy voting because he can add a different element to his game?
I think that for the all-around defenseman, that's going to be Mo Sider's crown that everybody else has to fight for. And I think we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it because you have to when you're going best on best on best. Like, the game's missed and things like that are going to come up in conversation. But I think Dahlin, like Sider, like Jake Sanderson, like a lot of defensemen who are gaining hype this year, it's for what they do in all three zones, all-around game, all situations, right? And it's that conversation of, are they a Norris candidate? Are they a Hart candidate? Or are they both? And for me, the Siders and the Dahlins are belonging in both conversations, which I think is really exciting. If the Sabres make the playoffs, I can't see Dahlin not getting some votes in the Hart Trophy race. And it was something I had looked at a few weeks ago, and it was earlier in the win streak. So, you know, the numbers didn't bear out perfectly for him because he had missed some time, but you see how well he's been playing. And it just feels like at this pace, he can propel himself into that conversation because he legitimately is one of the best defensemen, all around defensemen in the world. And it's nice that everybody's starting to take notice because it's hard sometimes to see through what's going on the ice when the team doesn't have the results, mm-hmm. but he's always been this good and he continues right. to get better and better and better. And now we ask for that level of consistency and he's brought it for years now. So he should be getting a lot of attention for it.
We mentioned this a couple of times in the last few weeks and Pete just asked our show on X here, whether Samuelson is a possible defensive replacement for the U.S. Olympic team should more injuries happen. And we obviously still have a handful of games for everybody. And it feels like that risk is apparent and sadly real every night. That's just the nature of the sport. But Samuelson's numbers across the board are so good. Do you see them that way? And should Team USA see them that way, even if he's not 10th, 11th right now? But like, where do you see him?
I could see him joining the conversation if it's a left-handed defenseman or a penalty-killing defenseman gets injured. And that has nothing to do with this game, but more to do with just the structure and build of this team. Because, you know, like when I was going through the numbers earlier this year, it was like, who is going to kill penalties? And it's like, well, if Sanderson and Slavin, if they're both not in the lineup, who kills penalties on the right, on the left? And then what happens on the right? So right now, this team is a little too left-handed for my liking. And that is true at the forward level, especially. But now, you know, replacing Seth Jones with Jackson Lacombe, I think, adds to it. So if anyone else gets injured, I think they need a right-handed defenseman. But I think Samuelson has made a good case, and I think he would check all of the other boxes for what they need on this blue line.
So yesterday, it was interesting in the first period. There was 5 goals. Sabres were up 3-2. 4 of them came from a Arizona product. Matthew Nyes, Tage Thompson, Josh Doan, and Austin Matthews. Like 4 players. And I want to focus on Josh Doan because he's playing now with Hellenius and Oslin, and he got the extension, the 7-year contract. So what, like, I almost feel like this is a better spot for Josh Doan to be like this third line grinder, will get you some offense and can really lead his line with Oslin and Hellenius. Where do you see Josh Doan fitting best with this team?
I don't mind him on the third line because it feels like he's the veteran of that group somehow, but I think his game is so fearless. He's so fearless. He works so hard. He's so tenacious. He backchecks. He forechecks. He scores. He does literally everything. So is he a good model for the rest of the team and, you know, these up-and-coming players to look at? Absolutely. Because if you want to build, like, one of your most fun, forget, like, the McDavids and all of that, right? Because everyone knows if you're going to build the perfect forward, it's going to be Connor McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon, right? Depends on what your style is. But if you're looking for those like really good top 6 wingers that you want to have, like, and you're trying to have fun with it, like, to me, Josh Doan is that mold. It's like the Brandon Hagels of the world. Like, those are the players that are just nightmares to go up against. They never take a shift off. So third line is not a bad place for him, but I like him more in the top 6. I want to see him in, you know, as many minutes as possible because he has been maybe their most consistent forward this entire season, I think. He has just been so good, and you're really getting to see what makes him special. Cause I just don't think we did enough in Utah, and it was, you know, nothing personal. It was just, he didn't play as much and he didn't have as much experience there. And now you're seeing him have that glow up in bigger minutes in, you know, a more primary role. And I think that's so exciting.
Last one for me. When you look at the Eastern Conference standings, which team is in greater trouble among those who were in the playoffs last year? Toronto, Washington, New Jersey, Ottawa, and dare I say Florida?
Okay, I'm not worried about Florida. I think they're going to knock out Boston. Ottawa is in a different position than some of the other teams because they're still, like, you know, that up-and-coming group, so it's not that big of a deal. Washington, I think the front office is creative, so I'm not going to panic just yet there. I think that they can still make this work or plan for next season. I think they're going to take a proactive approach. New Jersey, there's a lot of reason to worry there, but to me, the biggest one, it's Toronto. Has to be Toronto because it's everything. Like, everyone else is dealing with injuries, and they, I get it, there's a lot, especially on the back end, but I think that they came into the year shorthanded, essentially. They didn't do a strong enough job in the offseason. They don't have enough assets to fix the problems they've created, and this is a team, at the end of the day, that should be contending right now because Matthews and Nylander are at, you know, this point in their careers. You don't want to throw away a season, but it does feel like maybe we're getting to the point where we have to talk about them selling, and they don't have a lot of players to sell. Someone like Bobby McMahon is going to be an interesting utility player that could go on the market. But otherwise, you look at it and go, what could this team realistically do to put themselves in a better position for next season? Because the clock's ticking.
Quickly, I'll ask you this. What is the bigger problem, Toronto? What Brad Treliving has done or what Craig Berube's done? Because they gave up 25 goals in 5 home games and they lost all 5 of them.
I'm going to go Brad Treliving because one, he built this team, two, he hired this coach. And I think we all knew what Craig Berube would bring to the table, right? Like, he is a defensive coach. And I just think they've gone so far one direction and they've lost so much of the dimension, the speed that's made them interesting. But also they filled the roster with players who fit in that style. So it goes both ways here, but I think you have to go as high as possible in this instance.
Shana, we got to fly. Thank you so much. Fans, we got a 5-game plus package for you right now where you receive a bonus 6th game for free. Pick the games and matchups that work best for you. Sabres will include the April 15th matchup with the Stars at no extra cost. Offer ends end of the month. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. We'll wrap Sabres Live right after this.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.